This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I'm doing okay, but I want your advice. Am I a dick? Am I a dick or am I right? I can't pretend I don't care. I need to know what to do. Do you think I deserve this? I'd like to seize the cheese. Now I need you to choose. I'm trying to decide it. Am I right or am I wrong? When you read this, call me Krandis in my Coy Diva song. If you praise me, I'll be chuffed, I'll be cheesed. If you hate me, I'll burn my MeUndies. Toda.
That was incredible. I have no notes. Bravo. Brava.
I wish you changed the song to be a little bit more about us, is the only thing.
It was fully changed to be about us.
No, because Addicted was still
there. And it
was
an amazing acoustic cover parody of a Simple Plan song.
The song, the music came from something else, and then he kind of tweaked the language to the verbiage basically to be about our show, kind of.
You're being such an asshole. He tweaked it so much. It was full of inside jokes.
What did he say?
Krandis?
Yeah, that's not in the original.
What are you talking about? It's not in the original.
I'm addicted. That part is the same, right?
I'm a dick or am I right?
Yeah.
It's different. It's fully different. It's about
says our name. The
what
email.
Does the email say? And why don't we see,
Yeah. The email was I kind of changed the song, but not really.
No way. No fucking way he said that. you're twisting
you
it,
want
to, your, it to your purpose.
You want it verbatim?
Yeah.
My name is Nick Goldston, and I'd like to give a huge shout out to Jake for being so good looking and honestly pretty chill. He deserves every golden mic he's ever won.
Oh, so I see.
What?
So you're being an asshole to him. You're projecting. You're feeling insecure,
no.
And now you're trying to belittle him by saying the song wasn't that good, but the song was really good. It was objectively great.
Day oneer and big fan.
Okay, so that's really nice.
Of what?
Well, I guess he said that I was really good looking, so I suppose he's a really big fan of me, and I mean, our show. So by proxy, in a way, he's a fan of you, even though you don't.
Let's start from
it.
The top, and I'll choose a different song.
It's not going to...
Because people will be like, they just played a real song.
We don't
song.
Have a lot of time. Let's just... We heard a song. We should just jump into the episode or something.
But this is the beginning of the next 400-episode chunk.
Right.
And for it to start off in this weird sour note because of whatever, Dick Goldstein.
What do you mean start off? You've been sour for... for years and years. Like, yeah. It's not like we've had it perfect, and then episode 400, you turn into a little bit of a needling.
Yeah, a diva.
Dickling ass, man.
I'm thinking of being a little roach
of a boy.
I think this is going to be my diva century.
You've always been a diva.
Yeah, but now
you've always
I'm sort
been
of embracing my freak flag.
Diva.
Yeah, I want my diva flag to flow for like the next 100 spots.
I want your diva flag to fly limp.
It's half-mast. And half-cocked, half-hard. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake. You know, 400 episodes and HeadGum is 4.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting.
We had our 4-year anniversary party last night.
Last night.
Yeah, so this is the beginning of HeadGum's 5th year and the beginning of our 500th episode, which is kind of a coincidence. We don't do 100 episodes a year.
Right. That's a beautiful coincidence that overtakes me with nostalgia and melancholy in a way.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a powerful realization.
Why?
That makes me feel small in its presence.
How many episodes of D&D?
That's a good question. I think like 80, 79 or 80.
But those 79 episodes have more hours than If I Were You.
Because
every
so?
Episode is 4.5 hours long, right?
We do a lot of like over 2-hour episodes.
There we go. So it's like double.
Yeah.
Still not quite 400.
Not quite 400.
We got a bunch of segment ideas. In our last episode, we were talking about how this podcast even came to be and then started brainstorming possible segment ideas.
So you wanted to pilot some out today?
Yeah. Well, we got some good ones, actually. I don't know if we do it now or like we save it till later, but
let's do it after the break. But let's do the bibliography.
Okay. All right. So the bibliography is some questions, obviously, one or two.
Yeah.
Then we are going to take a break, come back, segment idea.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of unsolicited advice,
it's a nice soothing way to like this. Now if you're on your commute, if you're washing dishes, this is what's going to happen
yeah.
on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't fall asleep at the wheel. But this should lull you into a stupor where you sort of zone out the monotony of a commute.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So we'll be answering two questions that have to do with...
dads.
Dads. Yeah. Two dad-related questions.
Yeah.
And then we'll be taking a quick break, thanking some sponsors.
Okay.
Coming back.
I already said this part. You don't have to like... Just, now we're rehashing my rehash.
I want to like... Do the,
set
like
up the
table
scene.
Of contents.
That's
yeah.
what I did.
Okay.
You called it a bibliography earlier, which I don't think is correct.
No,
that goes at the end of the episode.
The table
of
contents.
Like works cited.
Right. Yeah. No, it's a table of contents. So let's, obviously that'll all be edited out.
No,
I
won't.
Imagine.
No, not.
On the day.
Every mistake is kept in.
On the day.
Yeah.
All right. So like, just to recap the table of contents.
to recap what?
I'm going to try to say what we'll be discussing today, and you keep on interrupting me, being like,
"All right,
it's not called the Table of Contents," and actually it is called the Table of Contents.
No, I said it's not called a bibliography.
You said it was a bibliography.
No, I did not say it was a bibliography.
You're going to have to edit
you
it
said
out. You should probably edit that out.
I'm not editing anything out. It's all staying in. Everything is in.
We'll be answering two dad-related questions.
Yeah, we already said that.
Going to a quick
break.
Commercial
yes,
break.
Yes, we know the break, and we'll come back and we'll do a segment.
But then we'll come back. We'll do.
By the way, we're running out of time. I don't know if we'll be able to do this.
We'll
stuff
come back.
Because
we'll
you
do
keep saying the table of contents.
Can I get through this without being interrupted?
Yeah,
we're gonna
don't
two...
start. With the don't start with the dad questions. Do not start with the dad questions.
Okay, I just want to get through without being interrupted. Is the only thing.
Yes,
we'll be starting with two dad-related questions. Then we'll be going to a commercial break where we'll thank a sponsor. You're staring daggers at me. It's like the same as interrupting. Okay?
All right. Take it from where you thought I was staring daggers at you.
From the fucking jump. We'll be answering two
dad questions. We're going to answer two fucking dad questions. We're going to take a break.
Maybe. We have to go to break now, actually.
Yeah. Obviously. And no more segment ideas.
Oh, wow.
The arm of my microphone just broke. That's okay.
Yep. No, it's
all right.
HeadGum has fallen apart at the seams at 4.
That's okay.
We weren't built to last.
4 years old, the time at which most businesses crumble. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a fun one. This guy moved from Florida to Wisconsin, so we'll call him Aaron Rodgers.
Nice. Is Aaron Rodgers from Florida?
No, he's from California, actually.
Cool.
I need
warm
you to help.
To cold, though.
Yeah, I need you to help. I need your help on this one. I've been listening and watching you guys since the Jake and Amir days. I was only 11 back then. Holy shit.
Wow.
Anyway, I moved from Florida to Wisconsin so I can be reunited with my girlfriend and get a job as a sous chef that I've been trying to get. Anywho, long story short, My former employee and I are still pretty good friends and text very often. She's pretty chill and always talks to me about her relationships. She has a pretty bad taste in men to date, though, so I'm rooting for her to find someone good one day. She sent me a text just now saying that my dad was totally hitting on her and was trying to get it in. I don't believe her, and I still kind of don't, but maybe she's right. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Please help. And then he sends the text messages that this girl, ex-friend, sent
Oh, God.
Him. So the girl writes, "So your dad totally hit on me yesterday?" And he goes, "No, he didn't." And then the face that's, the eyes are a dash, and then the mouth is one long dash, so it looks like three lines. And she goes, "I swear, he asked if I had a boyfriend and why I didn't, and in that if I was ever in Jacksonville to let him know." And the guy responds, "My dad's married and is super conservative Christian." And then a gif of Megan Mullally cracking up because he searched LMAO dead as a gif search. And then she goes, "Ha ha ha, well, maybe not anymore." And then the guy writes, "I don't believe you, LMFAO."
Oh, it's so sad.
And she goes, "You should, I swear. He said he's got a one bedroom in Jacksonville."
The ground he's standing on is crumbling at this moment.
And the guy goes, "So if I ask him tomorrow, he will tell me the truth, LMAO? And the lady says, "I mean, I don't know, LOL. He supposedly isn't going with his wife." And the kid says, "I can't stand his wife, though, LOL. She's annoying." So I guess the dad remarried.
Interesting.
She goes, "Well, she won't be around, LOL." And the guy says, "I'll keep my ears posted, LOL." And then she says, "LOL, I mean, I told him I talked to you, so IDK why he would think I wouldn't tell you." And then the guy does a few shrugging emojis and says, "That's funny AF, though, LOL." And she says, "Yeah, awkward." And he says, "I still mildly don't believe you, but at the same time, low-key will die laughing if true." And she says, "Better start dying."
Mild? Wait, he said mild don't believe you?
Yeah, I mildly don't believe you, but at the same time, low-key will die laughing if true.
Low-key will die laughing.
"I swear if my dad cheats on his wife with you, I will low-key crack up to death." Like, everything I know is about him being conservative and Christian, LOL.
I'm feeling mild and low-key.
Like, everything I know to be true is wrong, Raffle, I think. LMAO. Yeah, he said he wanted to fuck me. I'm dying if
You've
that's true.
You've shaken me to my core. Megan Mullally gif.
Are you for real, though? Because it's kind of like the conservative Christian thing is still a real big sticking point for me.
SMH, LOL.
I'm fucking shaking my head right now. Do you think the dad actually did that?
I don't know. I guess I do. Like,
it's a weird thing for her to make up.
Right. So, and there's not like any ambiguity between them about like, "Are you sure it was my dad?" So like, they must know. She's like, "I know your dad."
Yeah. And he said, it's so specific. He said, "Do you have a boyfriend? Why not? I've got a one bedroom in Jacksonville."
Yeah. "Do you have a boyfriend? Why not?" It's like, that seems like it can definitely be like just a parent pressing a weird boundary, even though they have like good intentions, you know,
yeah.
Like just wading too far into your business.
It could be, but like a compliment.
The one bedroom in Jacksonville is high key creepy, and and I'll be mildly sketched out if true.
LOL. So many LOLs. Every single message had one at the top or bottom for about 7 texts in a row.
How's that for insecurity?
LOL.
No, I'm not taking any of this seriously, LOL.
Do you ask your dad? Would you ask your dad?
Yeah, I would.
It's so embarrassing.
I know, but like...
regardless of if it's true.
I think... here's my question. Would you... tell someone? If someone's mom was hitting on me, I would not go to them and be like, "Your mom was hitting on me."
Yeah,
like, because you're not going to do anything about it. It is just like, unless like he crosses a line and you're like, you have to tell him to stop.
Right.
But if it's just if she's like, "No, this was funny, it was awkward," then I think it like makes it more awkward to tell somebody.
And also, she hasn't like denied wanting to do anything about it either.
Right.
Like, that was... yeah, it's awkward. It's so random. What he really did it.
He mentioned that she has bad taste in men, and her liking this guy's dad would be an example of said bad taste, I imagine.
Yeah. Would this guy be pissed if this girl acted on it? Would this girl ever act on it?
Right. I wonder.
Maybe you ask the dad, like, questions around that, but not specifically that.
Oh, you could say, like, I heard you ran into
X.
Yeah, I heard you ran into Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Or whatever this
my
girl's
friend.
Name is. Yeah. I heard you ran into my friend, and then see what he gives you.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to fuck her.
But like maybe he'll be like, no, I didn't. I wasn't there. And then he could be like, that wasn't my dad. It wasn't my dad.
I swear he's conservative Christian. Or if the dad says, no, I didn't. And then like she's like, yes, he did. He was there. The plot will thick.
Yeah, the plot thicks.
I wonder if we'll get a follow-up pup from the situation.
Yeah, I would ask. I would just be like, I heard you ran into so-and-so. See what he says. See how he behaves. And then you press it a little more.
Like,
she said you were flirting with her. Flirting with her is a fun way. Like, because hitting on her sounds like you wouldn't take the bait on that.
Mm.
It's like, she said you guys were flirting. Then he could, then like you almost want to fess up because it sounds like you did well.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, I did. Oh, we know we flirted, but it was harmless.
Harmless but, flirting, but there's
right.
no
but
harmless
that, like,
hitting on.
And that opens the door to him admitting that like there was a flirtation or him hitting on her.
Yeah.
And then after that, you really hammer it home. It's like, oh yeah, she said you guys flirted. It's like, oh, well, it was innocent, but we flirted a little bit. Ha ha ha. She said you told her you had a one bedroom apartment in Jacksonville. And then he's caught.
And at that point, you show up to the one bedroom. You have her say, yeah, I'll meet you there.
Oh, address. You could operate. You could do a sting operation.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's
then you
right.
show up with not only your mother, but the current lady and his friend.
And your priest, your reverend, your chaplain.
Yeah. Is this considered conservative Christian behavior?
And a Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah. Why don't you be more like our leader, our fearless leader, mm-hmm. who actually loves the Bible.
More than anyone, I think.
He reads it a lot. Do you see that video recently where somebody asked him what his favorite verse was? And he's like, oh, I can't answer that. He's like, well, it's just like name. What's your like favorite part? Like Old Testament, New Testament? He's like, I like them both equally. He like set him up with such a softball question. Do you like the old or new more? Both.
Yeah, you really have to know jack shit to like not be able to make a choice on old or new.
Just say new.
Yeah.
Easy. All right, next question, also about a dad. This guy's pronouns, I guess it's not a this guy, he says, my pronouns are they, them.
All right, what is a pronoun if the person is they, them?
So I say their pronoun.
Their pronoun, all
is
right.
they, them.
Cool.
So we'll call they, them, Theodore.
Nice.
Writes, hi, Jake and Amir and Kobe. I'm 24 and I moved back in with my parents after graduating college 2.5 years ago. I'm finally moving out, or trying to anyway. I've had the keys to my new house for 2 weeks and I still haven't gotten to unpack anything because my dad keeps coming over when I'm not home and, quote, fixing things around the house. Everything he's doing is stuff I don't need done. Today he went over to unpack my kitchen stuff and discovered that he added a fake wall, a new shelf, and added molding to my bookcase. He already suggested adding a fake wall to two of my rooms, and I told him I didn't want them. But every time I say I don't want something, he seems to hear, I can't visualize how awesome this is. Please do it when I'm not there so I can see how awesome it'll be. I took down the fake wall, and now I have to spackle and repaint the actual wall.
Jesus.
And sand and peel putty off my bookcase. I'm nervous to remove the molding because it might be more work to undo everything. Every time he helps, it makes even more work undoing the things, and some stuff is just permanently ruined. How do I get him to stop working on my house? Do I take my key back? Talking to him about it hasn't helped because he gets defensive and how he means well and it won't acknowledge anything that he's refusing to listen to me. Is it possible that he's just trying to sabotage me from moving out? I want to be excited about finally leaving home, but this whole mess is leaving me with nothing but anxiety and frustration. Please help.
Did they buy this house? I might have missed that part.
No.
They just moved out.
Yeah. The child moved out.
Got it.
The child moved away from his parents, and the dad is like...
Their parents.
I'll build a... That's right. Their parents. And
get with it.
The dad is
you
like...
fucking Pence. Little Pence bitch.
Whoa. You can't say bitch.
Shit. Even when somebody's being a Pence bitch?
Yeah, especially that. And then the dad keeps coming over and it's like, I'll build a wall. Now you have to build a wall. All right, I'll respackle. All right, I'll create molding.
I wonder, like, if if they're paying rent, they could just kind of tell the landlord.
Oh, just be like, hey, this guy keeps fucking coming over. Well, you would say it's my dad. I don't know who this fucking creep is.
The landlord shoots him. I think you can like ask your dad. I mean, that's just if you're paying rent. You could ask your dad to stop and be like, it's not just me. Like, the landlord does not want to make any more changes.
That's good. You blame somebody else. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, ask your mom to talk to your dad. That way, it's not coming directly from you.
That's true. But not everybody's mom's around.
All right. You ask a surrogate to talk to your dad.
You find a new mom. That's okay. So, step one, you need a mom.
Right.
Okay.
Which this person might have.
Might have, totally. Yeah. But if not, we get a mom.
Okay.
It can be any mom.
No, it can't.
To talk to your dad.
A stranger? Yeah. A stranger's mother?
From a mom to a dad means a lot.
Yeah. You're crying.
It's just so cool to be a mother and a dad.
You're neither.
What?
You're neither.
I'm not even a fucking uncle.
You know how sad that is? I'm not even a friend's that has kids' uncle.
A godfather? Why can't I be a fucking godfather? Who do I know that had kids that didn't make me the fucking godfather?
Lots of people.
Streeters. Yeah. You give me a fucking godfather?
Of course not.
Aren't you the godfather?
Huge responsibility.
You're a godfather, right?
I'm not a godfather, but I'm an uncle. I'm a
If
funcular.
Anybody listening is having a baby and they want me to be the godfather, hit me up.
And then you'll just take care of the baby should something happen to the parents?
Yeah, I mean, it's all more like, I think it's more like a title and that kind of thing.
Yeah, this is after the parents die. And they're like, all right, so you have to take care. Honestly, like the godfather thing was a bit slash joke and I don't know.
This kid's 9 now. I mean, it's way past its prime. It's not adorable at all anymore.
No offense, Billy.
But you're toothless, and the ones that are growing in fucking crooked.
Like, obviously, what, do you want me to pay for fucking braces?
Yeah, I'm not going to do an orthodontist thing.
I just wanted to
That's
be your godfather.
That's an expense I can't bear, Billy.
You get that. And as your godfather, I'm going to put you up for, let's say, adoption, I think.
A godchen.
Nice.
Not really.
An adopted godfather.
All right.
So you just pawn him off on another godfather.
That's if I become, so if a godfather becomes the father, like if I am a godfather and something happens to the parents, I get the baby, I'm the godfather. I have to name a new godfather. And if something happened to me, that godfather would be the new father. And like the thing that happened to me could just be that like I didn't want to take care of the kid.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I just had
this
to, like,
is why you're not going to be a godfather. You're already trying to get out of it.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to get out of it. But like if it comes to, if like the hens come home to roost.
Yeah.
And I actually have to take care of the thing. I'm not interested.
The thing.
That.
Yeah.
The little monster. The devil that's come to ruin my life.
Nobody make me a godfather. Not even as a joke. I can't even keep a fucking succulent alive.
They don't even need water. I think what I would do in this situation is this is I feel like he's not gonna stop. You know? So it's almost like if you meet your dad where he is. If like you're starting from one end of the spectrum, I want you to not touch my house.
Yeah.
And he's starting from the other end of the spectrum, I really want to help with the house.
Yeah.
You might be able to have him help with the stuff that you need help with. You're like, I don't want walls, but I have a leaky sink, or I want to change the shower head on my shower.
Oh,
like,
I see.
I feel like the dad is using this to process his kid moving away.
Yeah, like I'm still involved.
Right. And I don't think it's going to be like an ongoing thing, like where he changes your house every single day that you're gone.
There's only so many walls you can build up.
High emotional walls.
Yeah.
I think that you, like, I understand the need to be like independent, but you are being independent. You've moved out and that's pretty solid. And your dad is just like processing it in this weird way. And you might not be able to get him to fully stop, but you can kind of direct and coach him by knowing that he's hell-bent on helping you somehow.
Just not in the way that he wants
right.
to.
Right. But so if you're like, he doesn't know where to put his energy and his anxiety. So help him direct it in a way that's useful for the both of you guys.
All right. There you have it. 2 dad questions. And now a break. Thanks some sponsors.
And then we'll come back
with a potential segment.
And well, No, in first unsolicited advice, then maybe.
Oh, we're still doing unsolicited.
Oh, are we retiring unsolicited advice?
Not really retiring, but just I figured this segment would take its place. Unless you have one.
I don't know. We might. I have to redo the table of contents if this is the situation.
Never mind.
All right, well, no, we'll fine. It's fine.
We'll be back. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we are back. Jake, do you have any
unsolicited advice?
Going on a long drive or a short drive, you can bring a Gatorade bottle and you can pee in it on the road. Thanks, everybody.
For a short drive?
Sometimes. I like to have a Gatorade bottle by my... Well, if it's in my car, there's always a Gatorade bottle for me to pee into, should it become an emergency.
Okay, so you're in LA, you're just visiting, so you rented a car?
Rented a car.
And then do you buy Gatorade anyway, or you get Gatorade knowing that you'll have to take a piss in a car?
If I have an hour-long car ride, I bring a Gatorade bottle.
An hour?
Yeah.
Can't quite make it through the hour-long car ride.
No fucking chance. I mean, sometimes I can, but...
But you talk about it like sometimes, like in an off chance, I won't have to piss in a Gatorade bottle. I mean, sure, it's a possibility. I mean,
I'll always have to
pee when you leave.
I pee. Oh, yeah.
You pee when you leave, and then you take an hour long car ride, and you have to pee during the ride.
I pee during the ride, and then I pee as soon as I get to a place, too.
Got it. So, have you ever done it with somebody else in the car?
Peed into a Gatorade bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. Okay. Haven't I done it with you in the car?
I don't know if I remember that.
I think I did it with you in the car before.
Jillian,
on a drive from the office to our old house. Well,
you're
so on Lafayette too, so it was really close. It was 20 minutes.
Do you ever do it as a passenger or just as a driver?
I do it as a passenger. I did it on my road trip in Alaska a bunch. If I'm like on a road trip with my brother, and then I've done it with Jillian in the car.
Have you ever pissed into a piss bottle?
What do you mean a piss bottle?
Like, don't get offended, by the way. No, you're talking about shitting into like a fucking glass.
No, I'm genuinely curious.
Do you have you ever used a bottle that's already like half filled with piss, or like is it only for empties?
Oh, no, I've never like peed into one that I had already. I usually dump it out after I pee into it.
Dump it out on the ground.
Yeah.
And then how far deep does your dick go? Like, are you like hovering over the opening? Or like, are you trying to find out fucking this bottle?
I put my dick fully into the bottle.
Fully in.
So that's
fully in. Lid touching your mouth.
So that's an inch and a half.
Nice.
No, I put just the head into the bottle.
Oh, just the head.
Yeah.
And this is while you're driving.
Yeah.
Kind of dangerous a little bit.
It's really dangerous. The fastest I've ever gone, like when I was on a road trip across the country by myself, I did it like going 65 miles per hour, but it was like dead of night, no traffic.
So you pee, but then you have to hold on to the steering wheel while you do it. So one hand on the bottle, one hand on the steering wheel.
Yeah. I sort of like lean back in my seat.
Yeah.
It's almost like standing, and I raise my butt up just a little bit, supporting mm-hmm. myself kind of like on the back of my thighs.
Yeah.
Put the bottle on the seat angled towards me.
Uh-huh.
Pee into the bottle.
There's got to be some splashing going on, cuz it's like plastic stream hitting the bottle itself.
No, it's pretty contained. I mean, the thing that sometimes will happen is like your dick is sort of like at an angle to pee into the bottle, and like you think it all comes out, but then you like put it back in your pants and you get like a little spurt or
a
squirt.
A little,
there was one
minute.
Time where I like thought I was peeing in, I was peeing into a water bottle. This is before, this is why my unsolicited advice is the Gatorade bottle.
Wider mouth.
The wider mouth is the right size. I was peeing into like a Poland Spring bottle.
Oh, that's a small hole.
And I was sure that I was like good. And I started peeing, and next thing I just felt like my ass was like so warm and wet. I was like, oh my God. I peed just straight onto the seat. Straight onto the seat.
You pissed yourself. You pissed yourself that day. Don't say you missed the bottle.
Well, I didn't. My dick was out of my pants, so I didn't piss in my. I didn't piss in my pants. I pissed on my pants.
Yeah, but onto the seat, sliding down through your ass crevice.
Slightly worse. Yeah, totally.
And then you arrive to where you need to be.
Well, that day I drove straight to like a CVS and I got some Resolve so I could clean my car.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I mean, it's embarrassing for sure. I have a small bladder.
Have you ever looked into it medically?
No, because I'm not interested in like I guess maybe I should, but I feel like it would be the kind of thing where I like had to take a pill every day or something.
Yeah, you wouldn't do one pill every day to just pee four times a day.
No, a pill. That's just like
you'd rather piss into the bottle. You think that's less intrusive? Yeah,
it seems like a whole thing. Unlike going to a gas station just to get a Gatorade bottle so I can piss in it.
Do you drink the Gatorade? Does that mean you're drinking more Gatorade now?
No, I it depends. I mean, if it's my car at home, it's been the same bottle for months.
Oh, you reuse it?
Yeah, I keep that bottle. Dump it out. The seat. Yeah. I think we talked about this.
You have
on the show.
A toilet.
You've been lambasted by
you have
you
a portable toilet in your car.
Yeah.
Have totally. You ever taken a dump in a Soylent bottle? Just a log into a
mocha coffee is
and a fucking diarrhea.
I could turn any Soylent into a mocha coffee is.
There's got to be a point in time where you're gonna like accidentally drink piss.
Yeah, I could,
or somebody else.
Someone else, more likely.
Dumber style.
I know every time that there's a Gatorade bottle that it's pee, that it's pit for piss.
Yeah. Do you get yellow Gatorade?
Yeah, I do.
Because
that also is like it. That saves me when I'm like, when I'm driving and need to dump it out. It just kind of looks like I'm getting rid of warm Gatorade.
That'll do that regardless of what color Gatorade you get.
Oh, that's actually very true. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No, you're right.
It's not like, whoa, that was yellow Gatorade. Let me see your fucking receipt, or I'll think it's piss.
Yeah, this was blue Gatorade. You're under arrest.
What?
Dogs piss on the ground, officer.
How is that any fucking different? Because you dumped out your urine in a library. I get that.
Sue me.
I will.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of cash to my name.
Of course. You're a homeless person that pisses into Gatorade bottles.
Been sued before is all.
All right. New segment idea. Taken from, let me find this guy. This guy actually provided us with a bunch of segment ideas.
Great.
Grayson Miller writes, ideas for segment pitches. It broken into easy, medium, and hard. Easy, steal from game shows. Price is Right style. Amir is really good at math. The Newlywed Game. How well do you know each other? Another easy one that I want to do. Steal from morning radio talk shows, a.k.a. pick a weird recent study and neg on it. You know, those studies that's like best city to move to. I never really thought of it, but I do often hear like morning radio shows like a recent study suggests. Yeah. And so I was like, how do people find those studies? Or like, are they made just as like TV and radio fodder? So I did a Twitter search.
For recent studies?
Yeah. I did a recent study suggests. And there's a bunch of them that people tweet about.
Very interesting.
Here's one that's the most apropos. According to KCRG.com, high school students who don't date are less depressed than their counterparts who do.
Hmm.
That's right. A recent study published in the Journal of School of Health reveals that adolescents who choose not to date fare as well as, or even better than, their coupled counterparts in social and leadership skills. They're also less depressed.
Hmm, that does make sense.
You dated in high school, and I did not. But yeah. Would you say you were at times depressed over your dating situation?
Yeah. But I mean, I guess in high school, I was dating someone. I dated somebody in high school that, like, I don't know. It's sort of like sometimes when you're dating in high school, because everyone's so close, it like will cause a rift with your friend group.
Yeah.
I dated someone in high school that caused a rift with my friend group.
Because it was like taking somebody else's ex-girlfriend or something?
And it's like, I guess it's hard to be happy when half of your friends hate you.
Yeah, that's so not a good situation.
Also, I guess you're also, I feel like you tend to be more codependent in your relationship in high school. Like, as you get older, you can be in healthy relationships where you're, like, you have your independence still.
You know who you are.
I haven't met a lot of, like, people in high school relationships that are like, yeah, and we each have our independence. We're our own person.
Yeah. Because when you're 17, you're, like, all in or all out.
Right.
Hormones.
It's you and us against the world.
Yeah, babe.
Everyone but us, babe.
All our friends hate you.
Yeah. Just the way I wanted it.
And then when there's a breakup, it's like, how am I supposed to deal with that plus studying?
Right. It's the end of the world.
And now I have to fucking learn calculus. I don't think so. My heart's in a wrench.
Your first relationship was not till college?
Yeah. It was like end of high school into college.
I think that was when my first relationship was too. Oh, no. Wait. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't think I had a girlfriend.
During high school.
During high school.
It seems like a hard thing to do.
Yeah. No, I definitely did not have a girlfriend during high school. I had one in eighth grade and one senior year.
So always at the end of your schools.
Right, when I was the king.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you don't have a girlfriend or you're not dating in high school, maybe you're lucky.
Yeah. Unless you're depressed and then you're just not one of the lucky ones in the study.
Yeah. Of course, these studies can sort of validate any claim. People could say, oh yeah, a recent study suggests the opposite too.
The quote was they are as happy or happier.
Yeah.
So it's just like they're not less depressed, but some of them are the same.
Equal.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Researchers collected self-reports from 10th graders along with teacher surveys on their dating habits and emotional behavior information. Funny that they talked to teachers. Do the teachers know who's dating who? Like, are they clued in? They must definitely. Watch high school kind of like a reality show.
Yeah. No, yeah, they definitely know.
And they talk about it. Like, did you see Steve, like, broke up with Cheryl?
Yeah, that's probably
one of the fun parts of being a teacher.
Right. I wonder if it's like, if they're looking at it like, oh, God, these kids are idiots. Or if they're looking at it like, this is really interesting.
That's funny. They're following it like it's a reality show.
Game of Thrones style.
And then, like, but the teachers can't ask, so they just always have to be around, overhearing. and then they share information.
Right. They're kind of like Varys in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they just like to linger. Did you hear what happened? And then maybe they start causing oh, Steve, I heard you're single. That's not true. Really? That's not what I heard. That's right. Sharon just told her best friend that she's thinking of breaking up with you. Yeah. Mr. She's Blumenfeld, you're a chemistry teacher. Get the fuck away from me.
She's getting lunch with Luke.
Yeah. I'm going to tell on you. You're going to get fired for this.
They slit your throat in the cafeteria like Littlefinger.
Woo! Now I'm part of the story, too.
Sansa, please.
All right. Solid segment. Recent studies. That's good.
Cool. And one final question?
Let's do it. Oh, this one might be a mini one, but might turn into a real one. This is from, you know what? It's not even embarrassing, so I'm going to use this fucking guy's real name.
Whoa.
I don't give a shit.
Wow.
It's Tom.
Okay.
Should I get AirPods? Pros, wireless, cool, rich. Con, expensive. Thanks for the help. Love, Tom.
So if one of the cons is that they're expensive.
And the pros is that you're rich.
A pro is that I'm rich and I can have them. And a con is that they're too expensive for me to afford.
It seems like AirPods have taken that classic Apple 180 of like, it came out and everyone's like, the fuck is this? This is stupid.
Yeah.
Like I remember when iPads, like no one needs an iPad. Just get a phone or a computer.
Right.
And then like, 2 years later, everyone loves the AirPods. Like, when did that reversal happen?
Yeah. I think that first people to use them were just like, wow, they don't fall out of your ears. Not having a cord is great.
Yeah. They do kind of look like cigarettes that come out of your ears.
They don't. Yeah, they don't look like super cool. I mean, I think wireless earbuds, they don't have to be AirPods, right?
Yeah.
Like, they'll work. Your phone will work with anything.
That's
it's
right.
Just Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, there's definitely a cooler look than the AirPods.
But you have AirPods.
You know what's funny? When I was in Atlanta on the D&D tour, which we didn't really talk about, and you didn't ask me at all, so, but it was fun. It was nice.
Yeah, I talked to you about it last week, and then also before we recorded. And I think on camera, on microphone, I asked you how.
Yeah. 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 All right, cool. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
whatever, I'm sorry.
You just accused me, and now you're just sort of brushing it off.
I went on a run in Atlanta. And it was really hot, and my plan was to, like, run around, like, near the hotel and then get back and jump in the pool.
Uh-huh.
And I did just that, and I left my AirPods in.
Would you say that's a con?
That's a con. Well, it's a con for me that my AirPods are broken now.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. A little bit of water. It's over. Game over. It's not like an iPhone.
Yeah. I definitely, like, swam around for a bit.
So it wasn't like a
it's
little
like, oh,
dunk.
Shit, they're wet. No, like they were soaked.
In you. Yeah. Yeah. Submerged.
But yeah, I would think like you can put the iPhone in.
Yeah. Also like the AirPods come in that case that looks like dental floss. That seems like it would be waterproof.
Yeah. Oh, I had them in.
Loose.
Yeah. Loose. They were in my pocket.
Yeah. Taped to your thigh.
Yeah.
And then one of them just sank to the bottom. You found
and I stepped
it in the filter.
It.
Yeah, of course.
But one of them still worked. Just the right one worked for a little while, and now it doesn't work anymore. Mm. And I was actually contemplating, just like this guy, like, do I replace? They're expensive.
Yeah.
And
how much are they?
I think they're like $200.
Yeah.
And when I say I think, I know because I went and I looked. And
you almost purchased them.
I almost purchased them. But I was like, I can't. The right one still works sometimes.
Oh, I see. You don't want to pull the trigger yet.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I am going to check out like just wireless what are they called when they're not?
Earbuds.
Earbuds, not pods. God, fucking pods.
Buds.
Why does everything have to be a goddamn pod with Apple?
Yeah, I don't know. Like
the podcast, it's an iPod, it's
branding,
it's AirPod.
Yeah. They want to like keep it consistent.
Fuck those guys.
Well, you have all of those things.
I love their products.
Yeah. You did already order a new iPhone.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And that's when I was thinking about getting the AirPods. But now I'm gonna search and see if there's anything that is just like looks cool and isn't an AirPod. Because black would be better.
Black would be better. And like they have like, you know, a little more support in the meatus.
Yeah.
Oh, my meatus, I think, is too big.
Your meatus is too big?
Whenever I have to use earpods, buds, they fall out of my meatus. I don't know if I'm not using the meatus correctly. Were you playing Beat
Saber
yesterday?
You're wearing cans right now, so I can't see your meatus.
Yeah, right here.
Well, yeah, turn your head. That's it. You
think it's cavernous?
You think it's too deep?
I don't know if it's like ill-shaped.
They fall out like like there's too much, yeah, there's too much space around them. Like yeah. They jiggle, they're loose.
Yeah, like when I wear the regular ones with wires, they'll fall out if I'm running. If I was playing Beat Saber yesterday, mine kept falling out.
That's so crazy.
And I'm like shoving it in tight. I'm like, I don't think I should even be shoving it in this tight. Maybe I have a greasy meatus.
Is it
possible I have a waxy, oily meatus?
Yeah, your meatus might not be like the size. It might just be like
the shape or the oil of it. It's frictionless.
I think like you have like secretion.
An oil, yeah.
And like your meatus secretion.
It's probably, a slick meatus.
I was going to say it's a slick and slippery meatus.
Yeah.
It's shiny. There's a sheen to your meatus.
Yeah.
I bought some exercise headphones that were like they're connected by a wire, but they're like Bluetooth. Yeah. But that was like a year ago now. And anyway, they came with like three different sizes for like the pod itself.
I see.
Like you could, and it was this this little rubber thing. So you could have the small one, the medium one, or the large one.
I would opt for the large one, the meatus, to be as airtight as possible.
Well, the other possibility though is that you have a really tiny meatus, so you can't get it past like the little area where it needs to lodge.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so, I envision mine as just an open hole. I didn't know that there was like a thin part, and then it's wider behind it that yeah, like, it sort of locks.
You have to like dock it. It's a lock. It's a dock and a lock.
Interesting. Were you playing Beat Saber yesterday?
I did play Beat Saber.
And did the air buds of it all stick in there, or were they? Did they
I think
feel
I was
loose?
Playing it during the party, so there was
no air buds part of it. Yeah, it was ambient noise.
Everybody was. Maybe I put them in. I mean, I didn't. I definitely didn't notice. Yeah. I don't have the problem where they fall out.
That's cool.
That's just you, man.
So you pro AirPods or not?
Yeah, I think if you think that they're the pros were all of the what was it? It was cool,
yeah,
rich,
wireless,
cool, wireless, and rich.
Yeah,
I'm for you getting them. I also think that it's worth every once in a while splurging on yourself for something that you think about a lot because yeah. You'll feel great every time you use them.
That's
and
cool.
You use your earphones a lot.
Did you like using them when you did have them?
Yes, I loved them.
You can run with them and they didn't jostle.
I would do like high intensity workouts with them.
They're so slick. It's like plastic. I don't know. I feel like the other ones are like wrap around your ear or they're like a little more matte where they stick better.
I these things totally worked for me. I went on like trail runs with them. Never fell out.
Never even
jostled.
But
I mean, if it's just straight up for like walking to work and stuff, it's great. It's also really nice for like just actually sitting at your desk and working.
Because,
like, you can, if you need to get up, you just get right up. You don't have to, like, unplug yourself.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Cool. Yeah, it's a cool system. Do you ever just, like, keep them in all day and you're like, oh, I'm not even using them. I just realized.
Yeah, hop in a pool.
Yeah. Right. That's how they got ruined.
Ruined indeed.
I like my wireless headphones, like my whatever, Bose.
Yeah, well, because you have a strange meatus.
Yeah, and then they just cup my entire skull.
Wireless is definitely good. My problem with wireless is that it's not everywhere yet.
And you have to charge it.
Yeah.
Feels weird to have to charge your headphones.
Right, because you have these, like, a nice little minimal wireless thing, but, like, actually there's more wires because you have to charge them, and it also, of course, comes with a wire in case you have
to... It has to be wired eventually.
Right.
You're not completely ditching the wires.
But if planes could do Bluetooth, I mean, that's got to be so far away. They must just not even care.
Oh, yeah. Why don't they? They have Wi-Fi, but then you still need to plug in to watch the TV.
Yeah.
That's an annoying thing.
Yeah. And that if I didn't have to do that, I still have wire headphones because I'm like, I only use them when I fly.
Right. All right. So get the AirPods.
Or do some research and see if there's another kind of earbud that would work for you. But well, I do go wireless.
Why don't they make the AirPods different colors? Like, why is it just white?
It's insane that it's only white.
Everything is a variety of colors. All their products are product colors.
They should absolutely make different colors. If they did like an olive green one, I would get it right now.
What kind of phone did you get?
I got the space gray.
Oh, really?
I don't do color phones.
Interesting.
Because I put a case on it anyway.
Right, but it's nice to have that, like, because there's going to be three cameras on your phone now. So that little bit of colored plastic will peek out.
Right, that's interesting. But yeah, no, I like the classic.
All right, that's it. The end. Table of contents over. Episode done.
Now it's time for the bibliography.
Yeah. We're excited. The study we referenced today was KCRG. Didn't a... podcast get in trouble for plagiarizing?
Oh.
Thank you to the Journal of School Health for doing that study just for us. Appreciate it. Thanks to you guys for writing in. If you have your own questions or theme songs, send them all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was written by Nick Goldston. All right, I'll admit it was good. And this closing one is a Frank Sinatra parody by Christos. So thanks, Nick. Thanks, Christos.
Very excited for the song.
Thanks to you guys for listening. For more If I Were You, you can always look, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. Bonus video Thursday episodes.
Woo!
We're at like 25 of them now.
They're good, too. Check them out.
All right. We'll be back next week. Bye.
If I were you, if I email these two Jews with all my problems to solve, they'll let me know what to do. Who knew that I'd be writing an advice show? The frick are these comedic guys know? I'm feeling like rolling the dice though. Holy guac, here suddenly before me. Hashtag doping you podcast episode. Maybe this'll be the one where they implore me. Fuck shit again, no, I bet my email's still in their inbox unopened. Screw you. I'm finding another show. It's been 3 years and no word. I'll match this silent treatment with my own. I don't deserve this silent treatment.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.